Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Bike. It's the Bro Show. It's Lucas and Jacob.
That's legit how I feel right now.
Jacob just said the funniest joke, but we weren't on air yet.
I wouldn't want them to hear it because it's too kind of risky.
There's some jokes that stay off air. A little update on the designer Acne Studio jeans. So we're not done talking about them just yet. I know a lot of people didn't even enter the giveaway and they're overhearing me talk about these expensive designer Acne Studio jeans.
People have requested us to stop talking about the price because they say it's kind of insensitive to talk about the price right now because of a lot of like economic stuff happening.
Yeah, so we're trying to not mention it, but the winner of the expensive designer Acne Studio jeans, he received them. I was just going to reveal where he lives for some reason. I was going to say in and then say his exact address, but I won't do that for his safety.
123. Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
He received the jeans and he let us know that he's actually painting them. He says he paints all of his clothes and he's going to take some time and come up with a concept and he's going to paint the Acne Studio jeans, but he wanted to make sure, like, are you okay if I paint them? Because, you know, like if someone gave you a Birkin, like they might be mad if you paint it. But I was like, oh no, like these are your jeans. And I'm like, you're going to enhance them. These are now going to be a custom pair of Acne Studio jeans. And I told him, take your time. Do not rush this. The creativity is on its own schedule. Like even if it takes a year to come up with a concept you think is worthy, take your time. And then eventually he said he will stunt them for the whole bro community.
What if you got mad when he said, do you care if I paint the jeans? And you said, what? I spent so much money on these jeans that I gave them to someone that I thought would care about them. Are you going to paint them?
I should have been like, you haven't painted them yet, have you? You haven't done it yet, right? You haven't done it, right? I've been so mad. I mean, that's the thing. Like right now I'm saying I'm all okay with it. But once he paints them, what if I do get so mad? Just kidding. I'm not going to. I'm actually, but I'm very excited that he was like, because I didn't want to ask, like, so when are you going to take a photo with them for everyone? Because I was like, you know what, maybe he doesn't want to. But he actually said he's going to do a whole photo shoot with them, a whole full-length movie, and we're all going to be able to watch it on this very podcast. But yeah, we don't have a date for you, but it'll come one day.
Someone actually has them right now, so that's cool.
I know. We actually just sent them off. Like, we didn't even put a note or anything in it. Like, I was thinking, like, we should have, like, done like a handwritten letter or like at least like worn lipstick and kissed a piece of paper. Like something.
Thinking about it in retrospect, it just sounds kind of just kind of shitty. Just sending a pair of jeans is like, it just
kind of cold.
Like there's no soul in it.
I know, just a pair of jeans and a USPS envelope. No letter, nothing, no personalization.
I swear, minimalism has gone too far, guys.
And it's all Kim K's fault. I swear, everyone always mentions her house. Whenever something has no decoration and just looks like shit, they're like, oh, but it's just like Kim K's house. It's like, no, you just didn't buy any decorations. And let's just call it what it is. You don't want to spend money on decorations. This isn't minimalism.
Yeah.
That's literally my house, though, because I have no decorations, but
no, look at this background.
Oh, that's true. Post-its. This whole podcast set is not Kim Kardashian minimalism.
Have you ever read a book about minimalism? It will say a lot about you if you say
No, I don't think so.
No, I
Because, like, what would there be to read besides just, like, don't decorate? Oh, you mean just, like, even mental minimalism?
Yeah, because I thought minimalism was more than just, like, decluttering your space. Like, it's more about like kind of about being a monk, right? No, that's it's not about being a monk, but it's kind of, to me, it's kind of like a subcategory, I guess.
Well, it's like kind of saying like, I don't want anything. Yeah, none of these objects to own me. So I'm just not going to have any objects.
Yeah, I haven't read a minimalism book either, but I'm actually surprised I haven't.
I kind of think there was like a Netflix documentary about it. Kind of remember like this minimalist guy and like he helped other people be minimalists. Mm-hmm. Remember that one girl who like she had a Netflix thing. I never watched it, but I remember hearing about it where she just decluttered people's houses who were hoarders. And she would hold up an object and say, does it spark joy to you? Because if not, we're throwing it away.
So it basically was like the TLC show Hoarders, but on Netflix?
Kind of like more spiritual, I think. I haven't watched it, but that's just what I'm guessing.
Oh, so like,
does this spark joy? Like, it seems like it's more of like talking about your soul rather than just saying like, you're a mess. Like, this is so disgusting. Throw it all away.
Yeah. No, I haven't watched that though.
Yeah.
But I was going to say something that came on the top of my mind when you were talking about that. I can't think of it anymore, but that was something that came at the top of my mind.
You can't think of it?
No.
It's okay. Maybe it'll come back.
Yeah, I'm going to try to conjure it up.
But I thought we could do a little Grammys recap. It's Grammys week.
I know, I didn't write this down, but I did want to discuss the Grammys. I have an itch for that.
I know, I feel like this is one of the first years in a while where I actually watched the whole thing. Like, I started watching it like 2.5 hours after it started, then I fast-forwarded through like all of the parts I didn't care about, but I watched for the most part like all of it.
I watched like half of it, but... And I know, yes, I could go on YouTube TV and go back and watch them, but no one, so right when we're filming this, not one person has uploaded their performances. The Grammy YouTube channel hasn't uploaded it, so I'm assuming it's a thing they're going to upload it on like their Vivo accounts or whatever, but I'm trying to see these performances. The only one I saw was the Charli XCX performance because it was at the end when I was watching. I only watched the second half. But I can't see the performances right now, so I can't talk about the performances because I haven't seen them.
I actually don't get that. Like, why wouldn't the Grammys just upload it immediately? Because they would get so many views because it's so fresh. But, like, why do they wait a week? Do they have to do some tweaks?
I feel like it has to be something with the owner of the distributor of the music or whatever. Because if the Grammys could upload it, they would just upload it. But they always upload it to their Vivos. Like Sabrina Carpenter would upload it to her Vivo. So I don't... Wait, is Vivo still a thing, by the way? I'm just saying Vivo because I thought it was a Vivo, but maybe it's not anymore.
I'm trying to think. Like, when you see a Sabrina Carpenter music video, does it still say Vivo in the corner?
For some reason, I feel like it does.
I actually don't even get what Vivo ever was. Like, why didn't YouTube just... Like, why did YouTube let Vivo come in? I feel like somehow the record labels all got together and said, we're going to fight YouTube and create Vivo, but it will be on YouTube.
Yeah, if Vivo was a whole different website that wasn't on YouTube, I get it. Cause it's like, oh, this is the music video website, but it just is on YouTube, so...
Yeah.
I don't totally understand. Huh. But, yeah, I haven't seen some of the... I also did see other people perform, but not the main people. I mean, I saw, like, Stevie Wonder perform on the... harmonica.
I actually fast-forwarded that part.
Yeah, I was watching it live.
Not to be a hater.
And then I saw...
I love how he's still, like, alive. Like, not even... I always just think, like, when I think, like, Stevie Wonder, I think, like, Elvis. Like, he's probably not even from the same era, but just in my simple mind, I thought, like, he was dead. But that's... I'm so happy he isn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay, watching the Grammys is so cool because... I feel like I'm up to date in modern day music, and I sometimes have a few songs downloaded from like the olden days and I listen to them, but there's so many people. That's why it's fun watching the Grammys. So I'm like, oh, I love how these people are still thriving. Like,
I know.
For example, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross presented an award.
And then randomly, like, Shakira is like younger than them, but she performed and it was like, I don't understand what time machine is going on because... How does she just look the exact same? I know that's what everyone always says about every celebrity nowadays. Oh my gosh, they haven't aged. But honestly, like, she just still looks the same as Hips Don't Lie. Like, is she just sitting in a frozen chamber all day? And she's like some sort of, you know how Walt Disney froze his dead body?
Yeah.
Is it the same type of thing where she most of the time is in a freezer and every now and then they unthaw her for a performance?
Because I did see her performance too. And I take back what I said. I didn't really see anyone. I actually saw a few. But yeah, Shakira, like... It just is. Yeah, it's crazy because she looks the exact same, and
she still could do those belly things.
I know, it's so cool. I feel like they all just do they do the J-Lo thing where they say they every morning they wake up and say, I am young.
Okay, didn't J-Lo actually say that was one of the reasons why she's so young? She said she actually just thinks, I am young. Like, she just keeps thinking that, and it actually worked. And probably also sits in a freezer all day. Like Walt Disney's dead body, allegedly.
And they probably also eat poop. Remember when Kim Kardashian did a cover and everyone made fun of her because the quote from the cover was, I don't know what it was. It was like a few years ago. Said, I'll do anything to stay young. I'll even eat poop. And it was kind of saying she would even eat poop to stay young if it did make her stay young eating poop.
I know. I feel like, yeah. You know, everyone would just be eating poop if that was a thing.
Has anyone tried it?
I do remember somebody told me that their mom put urine on her face from some animal to stay young. But I haven't heard any new info about that. I know everyone uses snail mucin, which isn't that jizz from snails or piss?
Let's just say it's jizz. And like, how do they extract the jizz? Like, is it these snails have a dick and they just give it so they masturbate it all day until the jizz is gone?
I don't know. I actually was concerned about that. I was like, wait, is this like an animal activism thing I need to get into? But it said like they do it in a humane way. Because I guess like, yeah, I guess if it's jizz, like maybe the snails just like it, I guess. But they can't really ask them.
Can
so it's like blurry lines are going on.
Yeah, because if aliens take over and the aliens are like, oi, so we have these humans. Let's just say aliens call us. little people. Because like, let's just say they think that they're way smarter than us.
Oh,
so
yeah. We're just known as little people to them.
Yeah, so they put... So what some of people's like come on their face and they're like, wait, it makes us look young. And then they're obviously going to say to the aliens like, oh yeah, like we literally just like masturbate these humans all day. And like, they don't even hate it, but like they aren't communicating with us. I'm going to assume in this alternate universe, like if someone every day was like masturbating you and like making you ejaculate so much, it probably would be like painful after a while.
Yeah, especially if it was an alien and you were so scared the whole time. Like,
yeah.
Also, this isn't even far-fetched. Isn't this what people always say when they get abducted? It's always, I got probed. And I actually remember hearing these people saying, I had sex with an alien because they want to like interbreed with us. Like, this actually isn't even a far-fetched thing. Like, the aliens are actually extracting human jizz. But we can't even be mad about it because we're doing the same thing to snails.
When it does happen, you guys, we can all say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to be ejaculated all day. Like, I hate it now because this is my 80th time today. But like, think back to when you used snail mucin.
I know everyone on TikTok saying snail mucin's the new anti-aging ingredient. Rub it all over your face. But now I feel like we need to do some fact checking because somebody is really pissed right now listening and we need to make sure it's actually jizz.
Okay, also, so what is snail mucin?
It's mucin, I'm pretty sure.
Mucin.
Let's find out if it's jizz, okay, urine.
Okay, a slimy secretion produced by snails. This is just...
Sounds like jizz.
A particular species. It is a natural substance that has been used in traditional...
Okay, this gives me the vibe they're trying to cover up.
I know.
They keep saying, oh, it's a slimy substance, and they're saying it's a natural thing. Just let's get to the bottom of it. What part of the snail is it coming out of?
Okay, they're trying to hide it because... Then it goes to, what does it do to your skin? I'm trying to find out what it...
Yeah, where does it come from?
Is snail mucin snail sperm? This is on Harper's Bazaar, India.
Okay.
Unconventional ingredients have been used in the cosmetic... Okay.
Fast forward.
Okay, snail mucin, aka snail secretion filtrate, stands out as one of the popular ones of them. Snail secretion, yes, you read that right. So... Okay, can I... okay.
Nobody wants to answer
it. Can I just answer, does snail secretion mean snail jizz? That's what I'm trying to get down
to. They're trying to cover it up. I see a docuseries coming.
Oh my gosh. I already know they're going to... That's going to somehow use AI to have the snails talk. And they're going to be like, yeah, like... I used to have sex for fun, but then it became a job and I don't get paid.
And I said all these skincare influencers just say how they ran up the snail mucin products. It was sold out and it was horrible. We were all in a factory.
Okay, so this is on Mayo Clinic. Wait, mayonnaise has a clinic? What? I don't get it anyway. I swear the US gets weirder and weirder every day. Snails can produce different types of mucin. four different porpoises. Now, this is going to... Now, the next sentence is going to expose that we've actually been the most annoying people for the last 10 minutes. For example, the mucin from a snail's foot helps the snail lubricate its path and stick to surfaces. It's what the mucus from a snail's back is hydrating an antimicrobial. So,
now that I think about
snail
it,
snail mucin is the slimy stuff on snails. And I guess it doesn't really say anything about
it. I mean,
jizz.
I kind of forgot about the anatomy of snails. I'm thinking of that snail on SpongeBob. What's its name?
Gary.
I'm thinking about Gary on SpongeBob and how he always had a slimy underbelly. And that's the mucin. And they always are secreting secretions. Like, they're just sliming. You know how snails, like, aren't they just like a globby, disgusting creature that just mucins onto things and slimes around? Like, that's their whole thing.
Yeah, so...
So it makes sense now. They just get that little mucin out of the bottom of them. They're always secreting it. It isn't necessarily jizz. I apologize for the misinformation we've been talking about for 50% of this podcast so far.
Yeah. That does suck that we already did some misinformation.
but, ooh. Thank you to HelloFresh for sponsoring this podcast. Let's get into it. Are you tired of figuring out what's for dinner night after night, especially on those busy weekdays? Ugh, so much stress. Get dinner done the easy way, thanks to HelloFresh.
It's easy to find time to eat well with 50 wholesome, hassle-free meals to choose from each week delivered to your door. Recently, I had the crispy chicken cayenne chicken cutlets, and they were delicious.
Little shout out to Mama Crookshank. She actually plated hers on this fancy plate, as you can see if you're watching the video. And it looks just like the photo they did. So she really slam dunked it. And she said that she thinks anyone could do that. It's not just because she's an amazing chef.
Get up to 10 free meals and a free high protein item for life at HelloFresh.com/broshow10FM. One item per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's up to 10 free HelloFresh meals. Just go to HelloFresh.com/broshow10FM.
Just so you guys know, Green Chef and Every Plate are now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. We personally love switching between the brands, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount. Thanks, HelloFresh. What else is new?
Okay, so the Grammys, though.
So I have to go back to Charlie XCX, like you said.
The performance or what?
The performance. We've been building this up on the podcast for a while, as you know if you've been a listener. And I was disappointed only because she didn't perform Spring Breakers.
And I know that's literally about the Grammys.
The whole song is about blowing up the Grammys and starting it on fire. And she started outside the arena. You know how the performance started? And I was so excited. I was like, she's actually going to reenact. I was going to say excited, but I was just... thrilled and enthralled because I was also kind of scared, like, is she going to actually blow it up? Like, what if she actually blows it up live? And then, like we said, we were like, when does a song become a threat? When does art become a threat in real life? And I was thinking, yeah, this might be the line where she actually does Spring Breakers for real on the Grammys.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so yes, that I was annoyed by that, but I immediately just grabbed it off because I was like, I guess that's not her biggest song in the album. But can you... So The performance started with her getting out of this black SUV. If it would have came on when she walked out of that, "Hi, it's me, you're all in danger." And can you picture, and obviously it's all just a performance, but it adds to the campiness of it. What if she walked out, instead of a glass of champagne, there was a grenade that was lit?
Yeah, a flamethrower of
maybe,
sorts.
Maybe that isn't allowed on TV because it's like provoking actual terrorism. I don't know. But if that would have happened, I think I wouldn't have went to sleep after that because I would have been like, she actually acted like she was going to blow up the Grammys?
Imagine if she had, a flamethrower, a grenade, and then it cuts to Taylor Swift in the audience like, whoa, like looking around like, should we get out? Beyonce's like, okay, like, should we leave? But then everyone's unsettled, like, is this a joke or hopefully this is a performance? But yeah, she did Von Dutch and Guess?
Yeah.
And it was great. It was
The performance was cool.
The beginning was my favorite. Like you said, her doing this whole walking out of the SUV. And then there was...
And the license plate said XCX.
I didn't even notice that detail.
It was such a cool performance to me.
And then Alex Consani walking behind her. I think I saw Alex Consani just in viral clips before. But ever since the 360 music video, when I saw that tall woman strutting... So tall. And then I think she puts a cigarette into an old man's mouth who's in a wheelchair. Isn't there an unconscious old man in the music video in a hospital bed and she makes him smoke a cigarette?
I'll have to rewatch.
It's something like that inspired me. And then ever since that, TikTok's algorithm's so good that she shows up in my For You page all the time. And I'm an Alex Consani fan and seeing her there strutting, who is that other girl strutting, by the way?
That was a Gabuya.
So is that Matt Healy's girlfriend?
It feels like we're talking about Barbie dolls. Gabuya Alex Consani. For some reason, it feels like these are Barbie dolls.
I hope that's actually how you say her name. Alex Consani. I've only ever read it.
But yeah, that is Matt Healy's
girlfriend. Okay, because I was wondering, I was like, who is that short girl? And then I was like... Who is that? And then I was thinking, is that Lisa Rinna's daughter? But then my mind just went to other things because there was so much going on. But for a second, I thought it was Lisa Rinna's daughter.
Maybe. I don't think it was, but that would be cool if it was.
And then apparently Rachel Sennett was up there. I didn't see her.
I saw Julia Fox.
Oh, and then she said happy birthday to Julia Fox.
Yeah. So what was the vibe supposed to be? How she threw a party behind the Grammys, in the backstage. And then Gabuya and Alex led her throughout the Grammys. Was it the vibe where they were her bodyguards? It gave such a funny vibe to me how they were leading her everywhere.
I just want her always to be strutting. If I saw Charlie XCX on tour, if Alex Consani wasn't strutting behind her, I'd be so disappointed because that adds such an ambiance.
I know, because it is it is such a vibe because it's she looks so tall.
I know, she's so tall. I think I Googled it because I was curious and it said she was 6 foot. And I was like, she has to be taller than that because whenever she's strutting, I don't know if she's just next to shorter people. Maybe Charlie XCX is 4'8". But whenever she struts, it's just oh my gosh, that is a supermodel.
Yeah.
All supermodels need to be that height. I feel like that should be the standard because... It's an art form. It's how not everyone can be a football player. Unfortunately, they don't have the athleticism. If you weren't born as tall as Alex Consani, I'm sorry. But if I was the head of the modeling world, I would say, sorry, become an accountant. I don't care. I don't feel bad because we want tall supermodels because they look cool.
That'd be so funny. Someone goes to an audition so happy and you're the head of our modeling and you say, yeah, be an accountant.
I said, hey, hon, you're so pretty, but the height. Unless there's a surgery to fix that, have fun being the marketing executive for Nike. That also is a good job. That's exciting. But you will not be a model. You know?
Yeah, I see the vision.
For at least this time period. I think eventually, maybe if there is so many tall models, which there already has been for decades, we could switch to miniature models. You know, there could be different seasons could call for different heights. But I just,
I was kind of thinking it'd be cool. It'd be kind of cool to have this sounds cool to me. Picture a runway show where every other one really tall model, one really short model. It keeps changing. That'd be kind of a cool dichotomy or whatever.
That would be cool.
But with the whole Charlie XCX thing and Grammys, the other thing that I'm pissed about is she did win Grammys, but which is so cool. But I wanted to see her do a speech.
That's true.
She was in the biggest categories. And there was so much competition. I'm not saying... But yeah, all I'm saying is I wish she would have won one of the big categories that she was in. Just, first of all, her music is really good. But also, I wanted to see her do a speech in front of everyone because I feel like it would have been so fun to watch.
I was wondering what was missing.
And that's what was missing.
I was wondering so hard, and now you hit the nail on the head. She never did a speech that was televised. I know she won other Grammys. I don't know if she did a speech that was untelevised.
I don't think so. So I went to the Grammys page because I wanted to know, and I saw that there was a few hours before, I think. It was in this other theater. It wasn't the same Crypto Arena or whatever. And Kacey Musgraves won Best Country Song, and she did a speech. But I didn't see one for Charli XCX, so maybe those ones just don't, like, they don't do a speech.
Wait, Casey Musgraves won Best Country Song?
Yeah, for the Architect.
Oh my God, I love that. But also, I was thinking, like, it's insane how many talented people are musicians right now. Like, when I was watching it, I was like, I don't know if it's always been like this. Like, this seems like too much. It's like in a good way. Like, how is everyone so good? I don't understand. Like, Sabrina Carpenter, her performance was amazing. Like, Chappell Roan, Charli XCX, Doechii. Like, I was just like, and then even Benson Boone, like, I don't know that much about him, but he was doing backflips and stuff. Like,
he was?
He just kept doing backflips and during this emotional song. And I was like, he's also doing it. Like, everyone's just doing it. And there's so many people. It's just crazy. I feel like this is the era of, like, the best musicians.
I know.
Because they're all putting in so much effort, too.
I know. I haven't seen any of those really performances, but watching the Grammys just in general, and even, like, watching the Golden Globes, like, it just makes me think, like, I feel like it's just going to keep getting better, I hope, at least.
I know. Because, you know, there was kind of an era where, like, I don't even know when this was. Sometime in the last 10 years where, like, all these musicians were like, I'm not even going to the Grammys. Or they'd be like, I don't want to perform there. It's too hard. But, like, these people are just fully performing and doing it and, like, doing on, like, intricate performances that are so cool.
Well,
like, Sabrina Carpenter's was so cool.
So what'd she perform?
She just did Espresso on Please, 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 but she was doing, like, this old Hollywood, like, campy comedy during all of it. Like, the whole thing was, like, kind of comedy.
Oh, that's cool.
It just reminded me of, like, I Love Lucy or something. Like, that's actually not even the vibe, but it reminded me of, like, Marilyn Monroe doing comedy in one of her movies. I've never even seen any of Marilyn Monroe's old movies, but it's what I would assume the whole movie was like. Just doing, like, these funny jokes. Like, at the beginning, like, she was walking down these stairs, and then she fell, and, like, and she went down these weird... It's just the whole thing was just so over the top. I loved it.
So you said everyone's doing such a good performance, and everyone you mentioned is like a Newell musician.
Hey, maybe it's... I guess it makes sense why everyone's so talented, because now with streaming, like, anybody can rise up, like a Chappell Roan or a Doechii. Like, whereas before, like, you had to go through this whole system to get big, whereas nowadays you just...
But then,
big from social media.
It's such an interesting idea, because some people have said that the rise of social media has made people lazier, like made these famous people more lazy because they don't have to go through all the trials and tribulations. Is that the right, I don't know, of usually doing a record label. But then watching the Grammys, it's like these people are doing such good performances. So it could also be the counter thing where there's so much competition where these people feel like, maybe it's not even like on purpose, but like maybe they try even harder and do even crazier things because there's so much competition.
Oh yeah, and then it's like they're dealing with way more competition than ever before. So the people who rise to the top are like insane.
Yeah,
and they're just gonna keep happening. And I'm very excited to watch it. Beyonce won Best Album.
I know.
She finally got that Grammy. I was actually wanting to go back to see what all of our predictions were. I don't know who did we predict would win Best Album.
Okay, so honestly, for Best Album, I just thought just because it was... Okay, so the music is really good, but also just the like, chaos, I'm just going to use that word, that became of the album, Brat. I thought... I honestly did think Brat was going to win.
Yeah. To be honest, out of the category, I would have rather... I would either want Charli to win or Beyonce, but mostly Beyonce since she's been in the industry so
long.
Yeah,
honestly, she deserves it.
Yeah, and I didn't really even listen to Cowboy Carter, but I just know it was like critically acclaimed. So, I mean, isn't that what the Grammys is all about? Critical acclaim.
Yeah, and then did you see that? It was actually funny. So Miley Cyrus presented an award and... Okay, whole vibe is just so funny. Like, she came on stage and said, yeah, the dress I'm wearing is sickening. And it just came, I just loved how it felt like I was watching, RuPaul's Drag Race or something. And I was like, I just love the energy she brings. And she was presenting, I don't know, like, best song, let's just say. And then she said, even if it's not Beyonce, I'm probably just going to say it's her. And it was Kendrick Lamar, I think. But the energy she was giving was top-notch. And I just, I feel like I'm excited for what she does in the future because the energy was so funny. Did you see her do that?
Yeah,
though?
I loved that. But that made me think of, during the whole, like, Grammys, obviously, they kept talking about the LA fires because it's in LA. And they're saying, like, donate and everything on this QR code, which obviously donate, you know, if you can. But I thought it was funny because after like the first commercial break, he was in the audience, the host, Trevor Noah, and he was like, okay, we're going to go through the top donors in this room. And I was so, I was like, and I could kind of see the celebrities around him, like, kind of shifting uncomfortably, because like, I actually thought he was going to go through the musicians on the floor and say like, okay, Taylor Swift donated this much. And then he would say, oh, like Chapel Roan, like you're not on here. Like maybe you should get donating. I thought that was going to be the vibe, but it actually was the, I guess there were these big companies there. So he said MasterCard donated and like the crypto arena donated. But I was hoping that he was going to actually like, look at me trying to make donating to the LA Fires into a drama. But no, I thought that he was going to, as a joke, because it's, you know, he's obviously doing comedian things up there. I thought he was going to go through the actual celebrities and say how much they donated.
Because let's say Taylor Swift was number five and it said she donated $250,000. I actually could see you go on the internet the next day and people are acting like, oh my gosh, she donated nothing.
I mean, she's worth way more than, like, can you imagine, like I said, if he went up to like Benson Boone and he was like, I know you just started, but like, you're not on the list of donators yet. Like donors. Like, he's like, you could at least donate something.
That would actually be the worst vibe for donations, trying to make people feel like shit. No, but, so then you're forced to donate.
But I actually thought that's what it was going to be, but it wasn't.
Okay, but talking about that, it made me think of a question I have. So, who's the host again?
Trevor Noah.
Oh, yeah, Trevor Noah. Okay, so why with these other award shows, it's a new host every year, but then Trevor Noah has hosted it for a few years.
Oh, has he? I actually don't know.
Yeah, he hosted like he's been hosting, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
no, I want to make sure because
I actually don't even remember.
I know, I need to make sure though, because I don't want to be wrong.
He was good, but after watching Nikki Glaser do the Golden Globes, like, I just want her to host everything.
Marking the fifth straight year. Yeah, so I was just wondering.
Oh, that's cool.
I was wondering why the Grammys was like that. Because it would be kind of cool. Like, that is like a cool idea. So is no one down to host it, or is he just so good at it, he keeps doing it?
Yeah, maybe he's just so good that they're like, let's just keep it going, you know?
Yeah.
Is that how he started dating Dua Lipa? I know they're not dating now, but like when they temporarily dated, was it because of his hosting gig at the Grammys?
I know. Maybe.
Is that why he's secretly doing it, just hoping to date everyone?
Probably. But it would be like, so like, isn't it a whole thing with the Grammys, you have to submit your music?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be kind of cool if you didn't have to submit your music.
And they could just find anything.
Yeah. So like, it could literally be anything. Cause then it would kind of be even more of a surprise for everyone.
But can anyone submit? Like, does it cost a lot of money or something? Or like, could anyone submit? Like even just like a local band, could they submit if they wanted?
I don't know how it works, but I'm guessing it. I'm just going to guess, maybe I'm wrong, but it is expensive.
Yeah, like probably at least like 2,000 per submission.
That's what I was pitching, something like that. But yeah. I have no idea.
Or that would be cool if they could somehow like see all music. I guess that would just be too hard, but I wish.
But yeah, out of the award shows, Grammys is probably my favorite. Because I didn't watch the whole thing, but I think I could have watched the whole thing and like honestly not been bored. It's such a good award show. It's probably... honestly, the best thing on TV the whole year, because the Super Bowl, it's like, oh, that's just more of a background thing. Golden Globes, it's like, oh, I'm just going to watch the clips on YouTube. The Oscars, it's like, oh, like, there's a lot of stuff I don't really know about right now, but it'd be cool to watch those movies, but I haven't watched them yet. Because sometimes they do these like movies that are so niche, it seems like.
Yeah, but the Grammys, it seems like they really just focus on performances, which I like. Like, they don't even... do that many televised awards, I don't think. Was it like maybe four awards the whole night or five?
I noticed that. It was only like five awards.
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah, most of it's performances.
I know, so like they have it down, just all we want to see is performances.
I know, I thought that was really cool because if it was always awards, that would be kind of boring.
I know. I wonder why Taylor Swift didn't perform. Because like she was nominated for everything and she was there, so it's like, get up.
Did you perform last year?
I don't think she did, so... get up. Get up. Like, why is she just sitting there? She actually wasn't sitting there. She was dancing the whole time, but it's like, girl, get on stage. But actually, they have this theory that it's probably a lot of people think this, that she's kind of doing a purposeful step away at the current moment. Like, she was so oversaturated during the Eras Tour and last year during the Super Bowl that she's purposefully, like, stepping back and really trying to be like, I'm going to, before everyone, like, starts to hate me because I'm everywhere too much, I'm going to step away. So then they can miss me, you know?
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but I honestly believe that for sure. I feel like she's purposely doing a step away, and I feel like she honestly, for like the next 8 months, at least she wouldn't do a public interview. Like, yeah. I feel like she honestly, like, she was down to go to the Grammys because she's nominated, but I feel like she for sure is like kind of just like laying low, because like you said, like if you're that famous, like if she did do an interview, you know something she would say would get misconstrued, and like people would say she's the devil or some shit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm, for sure. But I wonder, like, I know I'm so like people like her, these superstars, they have to plan like, okay, I'm going to step away because I don't want to get overexposed. Do you think that could even happen in real life? Like, what if there's like someone in your family who's like, I'm going to step away for 2 months because I'm just getting a little bit too overexposed, and I can just tell, like, if I keep attending family gatherings, it's going to get there's going to be some overexposure and people will start hating me.
I kind of feel like...
Let me take a step back.
I feel like it might not happen with people you actually know because they're being like... Most of the time, people are just being themselves.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not really annoying. Whereas, like, with these celebrities, you know how it's always, like, a new era, even if it's a movie star, like, a new movie. Whereas in real life, like, people aren't announcing things, so it doesn't really... That's probably why it's not annoying.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing there has been a case where someone was, like, okay, I'm going to take... I could 100% see someone saying, like, okay, I'm going to take this year off from celebrations with the family, so...
I don't know. Oh, yeah, or like somebody's dad would be like, I'm gonna like leave my family, but like, and they're all gonna think I'm leaving my family, but like, really, I just don't want to be overexposed. So I'll come back in like 2 years and hopefully it'll all be good. And like, I just need to take a break from the limelight of my family.
I wonder what these...
That's why dads leave.
Probably. They want... They're too overexposed.
Yeah.
I wonder, because that's always a thing with these superstars, they take breaks. I wonder if someone's really like, but I want to like keep creating art. They just would like really work on a next album, or would they? Because some of these people, I feel like they wouldn't actually take a break, but they are taking a break. Maybe just a fake break.
Yeah, I don't really know. I guess you could always, take time to work on a different medium, like direct a movie or something. You know,
yeah.
Something where you're not so forward facing. Plus, I feel like that's a very, like, niche problem. I feel like that only happens to people of, like, Taylor Swift's
height.
Oh,
yeah, there's been movie stars where they have, like, a movie every year, and no one really gets... And also, if we're being completely honest, it is bias. It mostly happens to women.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
really have
true.
An example of a man going through that. But you could say, like, Justin Bieber, but...
Yeah, probably just sexism. So I actually had a lawsuit that I saw I wanted to talk about. I think they showed up on my Google News or something, and I was like, this is interesting. It's a lawsuit in China where an ugly baby, I'm saying ugly with quotations just so you know I'm not calling a baby ugly, but an ugly baby caused the whole family to fall apart.
Okay, so what happened?
Two hot parents had a baby, and they were like, oh, like, we're assuming our kid will also be good looking. Came out, and it was butt ugly, apparently. So then the husband got all mad and he was like, I don't understand how this could have happened. So he started thinking the wife cheated on him and stuff. But then upon further investigation, she revealed that pre-marriage, before they met, she spent $100,000 on extensive plastic surgery that completely transformed her face. And that's why she looks hot now, and they had an ugly baby since she secretly was ugly. And I guess he brought her to court and... Because he said that she deceived him, and he won $120,000. She had to pay him that because she lied about being hot.
Okay, wait. How old was this baby?
I don't know, but I also feel stupid because I was like, is this even real? You know, it just gives like a fake article.
Yeah, it gives the vibe of it's on the side of a website thing.
I think I saw this on Google News. I don't really know where I saw it, but... I looked it up and apparently it's actually from 2012, but it went viral in 2012 and apparently it's real. Like I don't know if that's just a Chinese law that like you're allowed to sue someone for deceiving you. Like that wouldn't, in America, could you do that?
For some reason, I thought that shit wouldn't pass anywhere, but I must not know. But this is what I was thinking when you were reading it. So the whole thing of, okay, so your child, it's like, wait, our child is not as good looking as us. What? Okay, but this is what I'm trying to get to. Is that you said baby.
Yeah, that's what it said. But, it said baby.
But to me and a lot of people, if we'll be completely honest, just Google baby. A lot of them, like babies kind of all look the same because they're mostly, sometimes they do have a little bit of hair, but it's not like, yes, you, if you have a baby, you would notice your baby out of a crowd, I'm assuming. But most babies do kind of look similar. So I feel like how, if this lawsuit actually was happening and I was the judge, if it was actually a baby, I would be like, you're gonna have to wait because all babies look the same.
Yeah, I feel like babies are sort of AI in that way. Like they all just look like AI. It's like an AI baby. You know what I mean? A stock photo baby. You see it and you're like, oh, that's like an AI baby. Then like once maybe when they're like 2 years, they start to become not AI. But like for the first year and a half, every baby is just AI face. Type in baby on Google. Maybe switch the hair and skin color. They all look the same. You know what I mean? Like you said, I don't really get how a baby could be ugly, but maybe this was just, maybe I've never seen an ugly baby. Like that's the, maybe this person was actually just like ugly. So their baby was just like hideous.
And then if this did happen, just think about being the child and then growing up and being like, so I literally started a whole lawsuit between my parents because I'm ugly.
My looks caused this. But people, I've heard people bring that up before about people who get plastic surgery. They're like, what are you going to do when like your baby doesn't look like you? And they always just say like, oh yeah, like I'll just like pay for them to get plastic surgery when they're older.
Yeah, I mean,
that seems like the only solution.
Well, I kind of feel like, if we're being completely honest, that's not really an issue. Like, let's say, did have a kid and you got such crazy plastic surgery, isn't it the whole thing where it's like, if they get older and they do, let's say they do ask you when they're like 14, like, wait, why do I look different? Just like, oh yeah, I got plastic surgery. Like, you don't need to say like, oh yeah, I got plastic surgery because like I'm naturally ugly or something. You could just say I just got enchantments, I guess. I feel like
people think that you would have to tell your kid I got surgery because I didn't want to look like you.
Yeah, which does sound so dark, and I guess you could say that's what they're doing.
But the thing is like, couldn't hot people have a baby who's ugly? Like that just is a, you know how like when I remember, I'm just going back to like second grade when you did those, remember those four squares?
Punnett box or something.
Yeah, and it would be like, you'd say like this gene, and then like somehow you use the four squares and it showed how like every now and then like a redhead baby would pop out.
Yeah.
And like if you did the genes for ugly people, like every now and then an ugly person would pop out even of a really hot family. So it's, and also it's like your mom could have like a small nose and big lips, and then you could be born with a big nose and small lips, and it doesn't mean your mom got plastic surgery.
Yeah, I'm not like a genealogist or whatever either, but I think what you're saying is true. Like, I don't think if two hot people have a baby, it's for sure going to be a model too.
Yeah. Ugly people.
I think that's how it works.
Ugly people can pop out of anywhere. And that's the beauty of life.
And then if like two quote unquote ugly people had a baby, maybe it would be a model, you know?
That's true.
Like it could work the other way too.
Also, what is ugly?
And the proof is in the pudding, guys. You can say, okay, stop trying to be inspirational, but then the proof is in the pudding. The pudding is history, and if you look at beauty standards throughout history, it's always changing. So you're just brainwashed. Well, I'll just brainwash.
You're not ugly. You're just ugly in this era. Maybe in the 1700s, you would have been the new hot thing. Like, just, yeah, it's like, who cares about the current trends? Like, everyone's ugly in one era. And I feel like I've seen like supermodels do speeches where they say, my whole childhood, I was bullied for my big lips and my gap tooth. And now it's what made me rich.
My big gap tooth
and big lips. Because you know, when you're a kid, like you probably would get bullied for having big lips.
Oh, if you were so tall, people would say, you're a giant!
A skeleton person!
Oh, like this model documentary that I like wasn't watching, but it was on in the background, was saying like when Kate Moss first got so famous, people were like, oh, she looks like a drug addict or something. So like it kind of, yeah, like
I know I was surprised when I watched that, because my whole life I just thought Kate Moss looked like a model, but I didn't realize when she came out, when she first debuted, people thought she didn't look like a model. So they're like, what is going on? Like, yeah, because they thought she looked like a drug addict or something.
Yeah, she had like interesting features, I guess.
But yeah.
Something that just randomly popped in my head earlier this week that I thought I might as well talk about is realizing solvings. So you know, like food has solvings, like one solving, two solvings. I remember in elementary school, I was talking to one of my friends at recess, and maybe I've already said this, but I'll just say it again. I was talking to one of my friends, and they were like, yeah, I was so hungry last night. I had like three solvings of potatoes, let's just say. I forgot what they said they had. And then I remember being so worried out, being like, wait, three servings of potatoes, and it stems from, I guess, and let's just say in her family, I'm assuming it was a thing where, like, maybe there was, like, a spoon and one spoon kind of as one serving, or maybe her, like, parents plated it, and it was like, this is a meal. If you want more, we'll get you more.
Maybe they have, like, a MyFitnessPal account for each kid, and they would, like, insert all the ingredients and tell them the macros and stuff. And
yeah,
say like, okay, this is how many calories your dinner is. If you have any more servings, let me know because I'm going to add it into your MyFitnessPal.
It was probably a MyFitnessPal family because I was so confused because I remember thinking like, wait, when we have like, let's just say tacos at the house, it's like, if I have three tacos, I just say I have three tacos. I never heard it as I had three servings. So I remember actually kind of being mind boggled that day, being like, wait, so like, her food is actually measured out? That's crazy.
I know.
I remember actually for that day, I was like, wait, everyone's living differently.
I know, that is weird.
It wasn't, it probably was just, it wasn't a MyFitnessPal thing. It probably was just her parents plated the food and then she said, can I have more potatoes?
Oh, yeah.
And then that was like another solving, but I just remember that's when I took, what do people call it? That's when I took the red pill.
You got red pilled. You got diet pilled.
Yeah.
But I have a similar thing. I think I also talked about this on the podcast before, but it was in like some third, fourth, fifth grade or something. We had to, for health class, we had to put down our food log.
Oh my gosh, I remember this. And
that was one of the first times I realized that like people consider stuff overeating and stuff because in our house, that never was a thing. Like it never was a thing where mom or dad were like, you can't have another thing. It was just kind of, eat as much as you want, you know? And like, there was no restrictions on anything, which was good because then you're just intuitive.
It wasn't the
vibe of
like... It's
intuitive to have three drumsticks after school, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like some people would say like, like, you know how it's always the thing in elementary school? Like, you have to reach, like, your parents hide the cookie jar from you, but it's like... I think the cookie jar was always just available.
Oh, there was just like, it was available.
It wasn't cookies, but you got.
But I remember like the teacher, it wasn't my food logs. I think I kind of lied on mine because I realized that like she was going to get mad at everyone. But like this person, no, because this person said that they had a ramen noodles packet. And then she was saying, when did you have this?
So much sodium.
And they were saying, I had it after school. I usually always have a ramen noodle packet. And she said, you had the whole thing? And I'm like, no, because remember she said, it's like you said, she said, there's 2.5 servings in that, just so you know. She said, that's supposed to be for two people. And I remember thinking, that actually blew my mind, like you said, with the potato thing. I was like, wait, people would split a ramen noodle packet? I was like, that is just stupid. Like, that'd be so small. And then also, I just felt so bad for this girl, like, getting bullied. But that's one of the first times in my life I remember thinking, oh, like, yeah, like, food, servings, like, you're not supposed to eat this much. But like, why was that even health class?
I remember the food log too. And I swear it was kind of the same vibe for me. Well, it was kind of a lying thing because let's say I had pizza. If I said I had like 4 slices, I probably said I had 2.
Oh yeah. I would just not tell them about any of the sweets I had or anything because I realized that it was going to be a bullying type energy. So I just got to lie.
It kind of goes into like when you learn about my plate or the food pyramid. It always is a thing where, like, it's just funny saying, like, you need this many vegetables and stuff. And then we'd go to lunch at school and it'd be like, I don't think I'm eating that.
I think that's actually why we had to do a food log, to see if we were hitting the whole pyramid.
That's for sure probably why I did too. It was like, oh, do you get your vegetables and shit?
I know. It seems so stressful.
I swear my teacher didn't do what you said, though. That must have just been more of a... Your teacher just was bored that day, so they said, like, mine's like, gonna be annoying.
I think for some reason, it's just so, like, ingrained in my memory, the ramen noodles thing. I feel like she didn't go hard on everyone's things. Like, maybe, like, she said, like, you shouldn't be eating as much ice cream or something. But for some reason, I just remember this one girl saying she ate ramen noodles, and then she said, she kind of seems, like, grossed out. Like, that's not for one person. The teachers. But then I remember, I guess she just really wanted to set that in. But that's the first time I ever heard, like, about servings and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because something that I remember about ramen noodles was it has so much sodium.
Oh, yeah, maybe they also mentioned that. But sodium is good for you, right?
Yeah, I think it is really good for you.
Because I actually don't think it's good to have, like, so much sodium. But that's what's so funny about nutrition, because I feel like social media in general just makes it so confusing. Because every now and then you'll see some fitness person being like, you actually need so much sodium, and it's what gives you electrolytes. And everyone says to eat low sodium, and that's why you have no energy.
Oh, yeah. I feel like for me, I already get my sodium just from, like, yeah, I'm not pulpous. Well, yeah, I don't, like, pulposely eat low sodium.
Yeah, neither. But, oh, I kind of just wanted to talk about, this is kind of old at this point, but the woman who slept with 100 guys for her OnlyFans. This is from, like, yes. November, December. For some reason, we didn't cover it on the podcast.
I know. You would think we would have.
But we watched her documentary. She did a documentary with some YouTuber, like a British YouTuber.
Joshua?
Yeah, and he did this whole, like, one-hour documentary on her. And it was so interesting learning about her. Because you always hear the head... You always see the crazy headlines about these OnlyFans people. But actually going into her life, the woman who wants... She wanted to film herself having... sleeping with 100 guys in one day for her OnlyFans, and it wasn't going to beat a record or anything, but she just wanted to do it, and she was taking submissions.
Yeah, and it just, like, documented, first of all, her life, and then it kind of showed, yeah, like, the day of her having sex with 100 guys.
Yeah, I don't know what she's like in her videos, but in real life, in the documentary, she seemed, like, not what you'd expect a person to be, like, who does this, because... You know, like those those people who are memes, the cock destroyers?
Yeah.
And they're always saying, like, they're always being so vulgar. Like, I thought she would be like that, but she seemed like this kind of, like, shy girl. Like,
I was so thrown off from the very beginning, because in the first 5 minutes, I was like Lucas said, I was expecting, you know, you see these characters online. I'm sure they're not like this in real life, but these, it seems like they're trying to do jokes of, like, it'd be this OnlyFans creator saying, like, dick. But then from watching her talk, it gave the vibe of this wholesome person. And I was like, wait, I just wasn't pitching this to be the person that would do this. And maybe it just kind of shows it's all a character.
And she almost seemed like embarrassed talking about sexual things. Maybe it's because, like, it just wasn't the setting for it. Like, when she's doing her OnlyFans stuff, she's just so in the zone. But she seemed like, yeah, just, like, shy and so... It's not the vibe I would expect, but the documentary was actually crazy because it shows the day where she does the 100 guys, and like it seemed like it was like a marathon, like Olympic level type shit.
And then people just signed up to be a part of it, right?
Yeah,
like whole like followers or whatever.
And they didn't show anyone's face who participated, but they like interviewed them, and they were just saying like, yeah, like I flew from another country to do this. Or I've always
That's
been a
crazy.
Fan of her. Or there's people saying like, oh, I hope like my family doesn't find out because they'll kick me out of the house. Like it was someone who still lived with their parents, like a college kid or something. And then when the documentary people went in the room though, remember one of them actually started gagging because they said like, it smells disgusting in here.
So how long did she have sex with each person? Did she say again?
I forgot. And then the saddest thing was she was like crying at the end because she said, I feel so bad because I didn't give all these guys a good experience. Like, it's like, girl, what? You should not. Like, I thought this was more of a record breaking type thing, but she actually wanted to like give them all this amazing experience. And I guess some of them were being mad saying like, I don't have enough time. Like, ugh. But it's like, I thought she would have had like a bodyguard in the room with her telling people like, okay, get out. Your time's up. Who cares? No one cares if you didn't have enough time. But said she actually felt bad because like, I feel like you would just be emotionally distraught after that in general. Like, even after running a marathon, I've never done it, but Jacob has. Would you just cry after that? Like, I feel like you just, after your body goes through something so crazy, like, especially what she did, but even a marathon, like, could you have just cried?
Maybe, but I feel like having sex with 100 people,
that's a whole different thing.
I honestly think this is legit. I actually think that would be more difficult than running a marathon. Not, like... Like, let's just take out all of the pain or whatever might happen.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you have to, like, even communicate with 100 people and have sex with them. I feel like emotionally, that would honestly drain you for a whole week. So
that's actually,
I would say that having sex with 100 people is more difficult than running a marathon. But I've never done that, had sex with 100 people. So I can't for sure say that.
But isn't that why she said she was crying? Because she said it was the little interactions before and after that wore her down.
Yeah, I feel like, so if someone was you went to a meet and greet and someone met 100 people, that's one thing. But then having sex with 100 people in a day, I think that would drain you.
Like, I know.
Not even physically, just mentally.
I know, because even doing a meet and greet, like Jacob and I did a meet and greet at Playlist Live. And that is even draining. And that was only for an hour and a half. And you actually do, like, your face hurts after because you're smiling. And, like, and you do kind of feel bad. Like, oh, I want to, like, be nice to everyone. And, like, obviously. But you want to, like, not just be, like, a statue and actually communicate with people. So it... But then if I had to have sex with all those people that meet and greet, I feel like I actually would still be traumatized. Because that would be horrible.
Oh, yeah. So with this having sex with 100 people thing, I feel like if she does do this again or someone else does it, it should be more of a vibe if someone's in the room, like doing, like saying to kick people out, because then it would probably be easy on the person. If people are going to do this, I feel like that would make it easy on the people.
So this lady went through all of this. She thought it was going to be this huge moment, and it was. And then she said, my next thing I want to do is 500 guys in a day. She already got upstaged, guys. So she went through all of that for nothing. Because another woman, OnlyFans girl, I'm pretty sure, she just did 1,057 people in a day. And she beat the
world. Why is it so specific? She just wanted to keep going for the whole 24 hours.
I think the world record was 1,000, so she beat it by 57. And people don't know for sure if it's true. Like, I don't know if she filmed it for proof, but she's claiming she already did 1,000, and she like made it seem like she didn't have a documentary crew, but she's claiming like, yeah, it was so easy. And I guess they said
it was so easy.
She did it within 12 hours, apparently.
What?
And there's 43,200 seconds in 12 hours. So that would be 40 seconds per man. So she was really doing it like an assembly line. She had to have had some workers. That's where the first girl went wrong. You need people who are going to be the bad guy.
Yeah, and when say you're like, okay, get out.
Yeah, when you're the person having sex with it, just a little advice for anyone wanting to do this. If you're the person having sex with 1,000 people, you can't also be the bad guy. You need someone else who's going to be the mean person saying, okay, get in, get out. And then you can be, oh my God, I wish you could have stayed. Sorry, bye. And then someone else grabs them out and rips them out of the room and throws them down the stairs.
Wait, so, okay. I always wonder with this type of shit, what does sex mean in this circumstance? Does it mean does it mean penetration and like in any of the private parts? Or what is that? I just want to know what it means. I don't understand.
Even 40 seconds, like that is so funny. Like, and even that doesn't include breaks. So it probably was more like 20 seconds or 10 seconds a person, right? So that wouldn't really be that hard. Like, maybe I'll try to beat the record.
<I'm kidding. laughs> Wait, but what does sex actually mean if we're going, if the Guinness Book of World Records was keep, like, what would they say you had to do?
That's the thing. I think it could include anything, right? I don't really know. I feel like maybe it probably had to be some sort of vaginal penetration for these hetero couples, you know? But that would be, if I was doing the world record, that's what my rules would be. What would yours be?
Well, this is so gross, but I feel like I feel like it couldn't, like, I don't know, actually. That's just, I can't believe people are doing that.
I have to join the Guinness World Record book to start getting in on these conversations for the regulations for this shit.
You probably could be.
Maybe that could be my side hustle. They always say have a side hustle.
Yeah, be part of the stock people of the Guinness Book of World Records or whatever.
I know. And make sure, like, I have to go through all the proof to make sure they actually did it. And I'd say, oh, that person didn't count because it was too short. Or I'd say, that one didn't really count. Like, I'd be keeping track of it to make sure they actually beat the record.
I was just going to say, is this going to become a trend because you mentioned two people? But then I immediately thought, no. Because this is a certain type of person that would do this. I kind of feel like most people, they, like, that's like, that's a big undertaking.
And I'm pretty sure both these people are from the UK.
Well,
yeah, so something's going on there.
Oh.
Where they really want to beat these records. Like, it's really important to everyone in the UK, I guess. But I just feel bad for that first girl who did the 100 guys, because now is she even going to attempt to beat this other girl, or is it more of the vibe of, okay, she's on a different level than me. She's just going to keep one-upping me.
Oh, yeah, I feel like if I had to assume, it's like, oh, yeah, she already ran the marathon, and this other person, they did an ultra marathon, but it's like, I feel like she's still proud of herself for being like, I still did the marathon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's not like, I feel like maybe she doesn't view it as a competition. It's more like, I wanted to do 100 people and I did. So
that's true. Hopefully her only competition is herself. I just hope she isn't getting into this comparison mindset and comparing herself to the other OnlyFans women and getting upset about it.
If it was a big, yeah, because then eventually if it did become a battle, someone would be like, 5,000 people in a day.
Didn't we mention this when we were watching the documentary? That what if, like, I feel like these types of activities are going to create a new STD. Because I feel like that's never happened where one person did 1,057 people in a day, that, like, it could create this new sort of strain of something that's antibiotic resistant, and it's going to be the new COVID, and it's all going to be because of these people doing these world records.
But then I think, like, I don't even know what it was like, but even like thousands of years ago, I for sure think that in more of a woke village, I could for sure see there was someone that was like, I've kind of just been chilling the last few days. I'm kind of bored. So like, I guess I'll have sex with everyone in the village. And everyone in the village was like 1,500 people.
Yeah.
So I feel like stuff like this has always been happening. I could be totally wrong. Maybe it
Plus,
is
I
a
feel
crazy
like that's
thing.
Not even how STDs get created. Like when I was saying that, I kind of felt like I was working for like this Christian ultra right foundation. Like saying, like it just gave that vibe when I was saying it. So I apologize.
No, it really
did. If you
did.
Want to have sex with 1,000 people and everyone's consenting, have fun and do it. You know, don't let me stop you in my fear mongering about STDs. Like, live your life.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, I just had to apologize. Well, is it about time to sign off?
I think it is.
Toodles.
Bye-bye. Bye.